The Silence of the Generals. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Whatever the president actually said about those fallen soldiers on his trip to France, it probably wasn't flattering. And I feel confident saying that because, number one, he's unapologetically said similar things about John McCain. And number two, the officers on that trip have remained remarkably silent. And now the president's gone a step further, saying the generals are punishing him for not starting a war.
Because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
That's a Bernie Sanders argument, which is weird. But weird or not, this little tiff could serve as a necessary circuit breaker. Donald Trump likes to joke about not leaving office. Except Michael Cohen is saying it's not a joke.
I believe that he would even go so far as to start a war in order to prevent himself from being removed from office.
Now, maybe Cohen is just another author using fear to sell his book, except that we've seen this president's admiration for certain less than democratic leaders. And to me, the last thing we would need is for a president to think that if he loses, a sympathetic general might take his side and give the order to occupy the Capitol. Well, I feel pretty sure now that no general is going to give that order. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.